Okay, good. We're being recorded now. So let's everybody on the call. Hey, what?
State.
Oh, okay. Norman's telling me state the date. So, everybody on the call, it's Tuesday, November 13th at 8:11 p.m. So, take a moment and let's just take a deep breath together. Let's actually take a few deep breaths together and just kind of have the, let's just all clearly internally state our own intentions and breathe into them. And again, let's breathe into them again. And more time. And it's interesting to me. I'm actually going to state some of the intentions that came to me over the phone, but I will tell you that rooting is a lot of what's going to be going on for us. And then I'm going to mute everybody. But a lot of mother and son energy this time around. A lot of people needing to work with their relationship with their sons, actually. Not so much, I haven't heard anything about daughters, but mother and son, there were at least three people. So we're gonna, that's, I know is going to show up. We have a lot of people just wanting to remove their blockages for whatever, multiple blockages. Let go and move forward. And then I really do know that roots are showing up a lot because I'm feeling the tailbone a lot for everybody. So if does anybody else have anything more to say before I actually mute? And just know that Norman and Andy and I are facilitating until Teresa shows up, then it'll be four of us. So, for Brenda. Brenda, I just wanted to let you know, the way this works is we come together and we're all energy workers of sorts.
Yep.
And what we're doing is we are recognizing that, you know, there is this concept that we're all one, and yet we are individual persons. So we all have individual lives, we all have individual functions, we all have individual roles, so we all have individual needs. So it's about working with the individuals to help support and nurture whatever that individual needs, as well as the collective. And so we come together and we state our intentions because we recognize that there's more power when people come together. And then we just facilitate whatever information, whatever messages come through and facilitate whatever links need to be made or whatever clearings need to occur.
Okay, well then, if it's all right, I'll put in a different intention.
Okay.
And you do these like once a month?
We do them every new moon, yes.
Every new moon.
For 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I have a mother-daughter, granddaughter, and ex-husband situation coming up, and that would be my intention to keep a very high vibration through that.
So mother, daughter, granddaughter, ex-husband.
Ex-husband, yeah. Violent ex-husband. So.
Okay.
Holding space for that event.
Okay. So rather than hold space for that event, let's open space for that event.
Open space, okay.
So what I mean by that is open the heart space.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Great.
And be grounded again. So whatever shows up will the energy rooted, and rather than escalating in the mind, which is not the root, the mind sometimes makes a mess out of it. So if you stay rooted and connected, then you have between the root and the mind, you have your heart and you're always there. So and things cannot throw, it will not throw you off because you are rooted. So I feel like that's a very important piece.
Yeah, the root is extremely important tonight. And what Norman said is just it's so valid. And it's also, you know, there's a dynamic where if a person is unrooted, they will often become violent because they feel so insecure in their own body, in their own life. So, is that making sense?
Yes, and it's been a long time ago. There's a lot of compassion, but I have no control over the other side. I just want to stay in a healthy, you know, full of love and light place myself.
Perfect.
I haven't always been successful with it.
Got it. Well, let's make that intention for you to be successful with staying in the light and staying in the open-hearted space. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yes. Deb, did you say that this third of the first group of intentions that you stated was root chakra?
Root chakra. Rooting everybody because.
Oh, root. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely, it's root chakra, but it's not just the root chakra. It's the root and the connection to the earth. Because first of all, we've been so disconnected for so long, and now we are coming to this expedited evolution, which really has already happened, but there is a sense of people being off balance, unsettled, instability. So it's really about bringing back stability to the body on all levels so that the purpose can be fulfilled, so that we can come together peacefully and joyfully, as opposed to running scared or butting heads.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute it, and then if you want to unmute yourself, if you feel compelled, if you really feel called to actually say something, like something is really trying to come through you with what we're saying, then you can always unmute yourself by simply hitting *6, okay? But I mute everybody because of the background noise too often, so this way it actually is, it comes through clearer, okay? So it's not about excluding you. You're all very much included, and you can include yourself if you feel called to, but otherwise we'll just do the session, and then I'll unmute everybody at the end of the call, and if anybody needs to say anything more, they can. Ready? Ready, Andy?
Are you unmuting me or am I unmuting me?
You try unmuting you, but if you don't unmute yourself quickly, I'll unmute you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let's start this, right?
We're on, everybody. Oh, I'm hearing nothing.
Did I come through?
You're there, yay.
Okay.
It's funny because, like, I must have somehow, I changed it or somebody changed my format, so I'm getting no sound, so I didn't even hear when I muted everybody.
Hmm.
Okay.
I heard if they muted.
Okay. I must have done something at my end. All right. So is that making sense to you? What I'm feeling really, really strongly is I'm feeling the tailbone and the root. And the tailbone is like the rudder of life. You know, it's the rudder for our physical body and our direction in life. And it feels like that actually needs to be unwound. It feels almost like a top that's been wound too tight, and it's constricted. And it's all tangled up in all these dried up roots. I'm seeing dried up roots. So it's like we're needing to unwind this tailbone and pull out, like literally disconnect it from all of these old dried up roots and then reroot. It's like fresh new earth I'm seeing. Fresh new earth. I love it. Fresh new earth, rich new earth, and us being rerooted into the earth. And our tailbones as our rudder, as the metaphor for our rudders in life, are being reharmonized and rearranged so that they're stable but mobile as well.
It's feels like we're going from a shallow root system to a more of a taproot or a deeper root system.
Yeah,
so in a shallow root system, you can get a wind can come along and push you over much easier. So, you know, they often have you go through and, you know, cut around the tree, you know, to get the shallow roots to encourage deeper root growth. So it's kind of doing that, you know, sort of, you know, cutting back or shaving back some of the more shallow roots that to allow for a deeper root system to come through.
Yeah, that feels right to me, and it's like it's interesting because just coming through the election and everything, it's like there's all this the old roots, the old dried up roots feel like all of the chaos that kind of built up to that whole event, and needing to clean away that debris so we can have a fresh new start, and come to this place of feeling stable in our own lives, no matter what's going on around us. So that we can make clear decisions and so that we are coming from this clear perspective of the third eye connected to the heart, actually integrating all of the will powers of the body. So body, mind, spirit, all of those layers, levels, connecting them and literally bringing back the stability that actually promotes mobility. I see like this, we've been running scared for so long, almost like what I see is running scared, but it looks like there's a treadmill underneath us. So we've been running scared, but we've been running scared and getting nowhere. So it's time to turn off the treadmill and get off and walk on the earth.
Feels like there's a bunch of supports going up the spine. Almost like when you put a new tree in, how you have to brace it, you know, with like three, you know, stakes or whatever around it, you know, to tie it down until it gets its roots in deeper. And what's happened is instead of taking those away, they've kind of grown, you know, we've grown around them, and we need to change the different, you know, I guess, stabilizing bars or stabilizing cords, I guess, is what I'm seeing. And so as we're redoing the rooting system, we're also going to be taking out some of our, you know, crutches or the these, you know, stabilizers that were in place, because they're just restricting growth at this point. They sort of, it's almost like if they go any longer, they're going to, you know, they're going to go into the bark of the tree, and it's going to, you know, damage the ability for it to grow further.
Yeah, I can feel that, actually. It almost feels like feeling it around the rib area. Restriction.
Yeah, it feels like it's moving up from the sacrum, lumbar. Yeah. Yeah, my ribs starting to, yeah. So. Kind of spiraling around.
I feel like I just had to stop and take a drink of water, so it feels like actually we need to add water to the roots. Hydration, dehydration. So it feels like calling on the balancing of the elements, the fire, earth, metal, water, wood elements, and the elementals, the nature spirits. Nice. Nice to see them again. It's almost like, it's interesting as I look at them, it's almost like they've been running scared, the nature spirits, because it's like the images in the past, we've seen like some, like a person, an exterminator, coming behind them with pesticide and a hose. It's an interesting image that just came up. I'm not even sure what this means, but what I'm seeing is, have you ever seen somebody that's had like a brain surgery and they have one of those halos where they actually literally drill those things in their head and it's around their neck? I don't know. It, you know what? It feels like it feels like we're actually removing that, because that feels like part of that bracing that's been going on. Almost like literally we've had these constrictive halos bolted into our heads, thoroughly limiting our range of motion. So we've actually not even been able to look around and see what our options are.
Yeah, that halo has been in place for about 2,000 years.
Yeah, it's really, really very painful, actually. So let's remove it without filling out our brains. Well, I feel like this is part of what we've been talking about all along, about healing the Earth's history. It's like that's been, like you say, 2,000 years of that. That's a lot of restriction, a lot of pain, a lot of old programming.
Yeah, the image I got was Western religion, crown of thorns, that type of imagery as you were describing the halo too. So.
Yeah. And then I saw it kind of go through time and go into evolution through our sciences, through our through the traditions. The traditional, and it's like I'm not anti-traditional medicine, but what I'm saying is I saw it coming through that more dogma, more bolts.
The old way
that's
is
what we knew
this
was how our evolution was from that point on, and now we're entering a new time in a new zone where that that evolution that we are stepping into or experiencing. It's a new way, and so we had to have that thorn or that trap in our halo, because this is what we had to know for that moment, that time. And now times are changing, and so we're now removing it so we're able to move on into the next layer. And so let's not condemn this as like, oh, my God, oh, my God, in this matter. How can we? But just see us, that's what has to happen for us to be able to come into this space that we are now to be able to move forward into. And I want to make sure that we all know that we're not condemning, we're saying bad things about religion, but it's just recognizing it, that's what we had to go through. And now we're realizing, okay, we're done with that part and move on with a new times, I guess, new moons.
New Earth?
New Earth, as you said earlier. It is, 2012, this number of the Mayan calendar ending is coming quite close, and everybody's hyped up to it, and all these constellations and the stars are powerful, as well as all the number games that people are playing with 11, 11, 12, or 11, 12, 13, and all these numbers that are coming up, 10, 10, 10, you name it, it's all, one is number games, and other ones are powerful number games, again, a game, but... What I want to bring in is today is new moon, and today is also a solar eclipse, so it's a powerful time, again, a good time to connect. And when we are connecting like this and becoming a unity as one on the phone line, we are able to move forward and see things in a different way. And so that said, there's a phone ringing. So I think
will it be? I love it. My phone ring is a harp.
All religious, from my understanding, I'm certainly no religious scholar, but religion always seems to be a new set of beliefs or a new paradigm that happened at a particular time in history and to fit what was going on at that time. And
exactly.
And it evolved, and, those beliefs and the world and what's going on in that world evolve as well. And so sometimes the beliefs need to evolve some religions are more able to evolve than others based on their dogma and their tradition. So, and when they can't evolve, then it creates more tension within that, which we've certainly seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah, the problem is a lot of the dogma started out as practical advice for the times, and the times just didn't adapt, just didn't evolve, and now they have to. Now it has to. I mean, when I say it has to, it just means it's going to, and in actuality, it already has. We just sensually, through our senses, haven't quite caught up with that fact or that reality yet. And so it's about helping to, right now I'm feeling like we're removing a lot of the veils around our senses that is related to all of those old dynamics. And it's not even just the senses from the front of our body. It's all around our body, peeling away these layers, much like the film that people put on windshields to block the sunlight, to bring in the energy and the clarity and the ability to see, speak. Norman actually he didn't say anything, but he actually just all of a sudden lost his voice and couldn't speak after that phone rang. And so it's about being able to see and speak and sense our environment as it truly is, not as we've imagined it to be from our past. And it's about letting go of all the old ghosts, all the old fears, and just stepping into whatever's new with a sense of enthusiasm, heart-centered enthusiasm, which brings about the ability for something new, much like Connor, the little boy on the call. It's like, hey, what's new? What's coming up new? And how exciting is that? So the wonderment of a child. Really about bringing back that wonderment of a child through our senses and into our ability to be in our own world. So,
observing reality in a different way.
Yes. Noticing what's real instead of what the monsters we've imagined. Turning on the light so the coat rack becomes a coat rack and not a monster lurking in the corner.
80% of our sensory perception, or at least visual for sure, is not what we actually see, it's what we expect to see. 20% is what we're actually seeing. And so there's the potential for 80% of what we're observing, sensing, feeling, smelling in the world might not be what we thought it was if we're open to it, observing it, or perceiving it differently.
Exactly. Okay, good. So I feel like we're going into the heart space now. Apparently somebody wants to communicate with me. So we're going into the heart space. Oh, that's Teresa. She's calling me from another number. I gave her the number. Huh. Anyway, we're going
There's
to the
heart. There's a lot of fear.
Somebody trying to get on the call, but who can't? So anyway, we are going into the heart space now. And I feel like we're working around the pericardium area again, just to do some more cleansing. I know we've done this before, but it feels like just it's slightly different. About tapping into that sense of knowingness, that sense of truth, that sense of connecting to the truth and trusting that. And that sense of listening, that inner listening. And as soon as I tapped into that sense of inner listening, I hooked into doubt somewhere, somebody in the call, and that hooked into my sacrum. So, needing to go into that doubtful space in the head and rearrange it, reorganize it. and then link pineal, pituitary, and thalamus to hypothalamus and bring some balance there and some openness there. And going back into the sacrum, that root again. Oh, so when we started working on that knowingness and that intuitiveness, then they, some more root pains showed up. Root pains. And that actually showed up in the eliminatory system. So in the whole digestive system and eliminatory system, hooked into the sacral plexus. And back at the tailbone. It almost looks like there's a broken tailbone. And we're needing to do a repair. So I think what happened is it's like as we were doing that unwinding of that tailbone, as we started out with those roots, apparently there was at least one or more that was too tight and it like snapped. So we need to do a repair of the coccyx of the tailbone. And link that to the let go center of the brain. Nice.
The what center?
The let go center of the brain.
Okay.
That is right at the AO junction to the right side, slightly in to an inch and slightly to the right an inch. For everybody, so you can hook into that, or so now I'm going to reframe that, not hook into, so that you can connect with that part of your brain. And let's clarify. We need to clarify let go for people because I just heard, you know, like the whole letting go process is painful for people because they think letting go means they're losing something. And letting go is not about letting go and losing something. Letting go is about really letting go to life, letting go to, in other words, coming from this ecstatic yes to life, saying yes to life, not fighting against things and not trying to force yourself to let go of things that may not serve, but letting go to life. And that is hooking in, connecting in with the heart and the consciousness of breath, that whole breath of life, like literally breathing life into our bodies. Because our bodies have been the most pained by this experience because our bodies are the densest, the matter. They're the densest frequencies. So they're dense in many ways, in other words, thicker, in but dense in terms of getting through too. So confusion. So it's many, many filters it has to go through before it gets into the cellular level of the body. And so that has been distorted and confused, and we want to rearrange the input-output devices of the cell so that the body actually starts receiving more clearly.
Did you say the AO junction earlier? Is that like anterior optic? Or
I did say the AO junction, the atlanto-occipital junction.
Okay.
At the base of the skull.
But it does feel like, you know, talking about the dense body, I think this is the thing that we want to let go of the most, or inevitable when we're moving into new times, is the body is still our vessel as we know it. But
we don't want to let go of the body. We want to let go to living in the, through the body. There's a difference, because that's been part of the pain with the body. If you try to let go of the body, then the body thinks it's going to die, so it's going to fight for its last gasping breath. So it's about honoring the body and allowing the new frequencies to come up, come through to lighten our bodies. However that unfolds. But it won't unfold with pain if we allow it to come through and lighten our bodies.
Allowing the emotions to circulate.
Yes.
They're stuck, so they'll be circulating through the meridians primarily. So, you know, many of the meridians have certain emotions with them, so they'll be circulating. But then you have the microcosmic orbit or the governing vessel, conception vessel that connects in with a lot of the meridians. And it will also, it goes from basically, you know, the mouth up and over the head, around to the base of the spine, and then from the lower mouth down the front. And so it's going to be circulating those emotions. Emotions aren't bad. So that's going to be part of the letting go, is observing the emotions for what they are, not hanging on, not letting go, but just allowing them to circulate. And then if there's an understanding of that needs to be had because of this circulation, then, you know, let it happen or allow it to happen.
Yes. And allowing the disentangling of a lot of the stories that have kept the emotions from actually doing their jobs. Yeah, they actually want to be acknowledged as they have a function.
Absolutely. Anger is good, as long as it's not too much. Fear is good. It keeps us from jumping off of a cliff. But if it's too much, then we won't even take a step because we're afraid we're going to fall off a cliff that isn't actually there.
Yes.
Feels like a connection point in the pelvis and the heart and then the head. It's kind of slightly different. So what I'm getting, it just kind of like a neural network or a network of connection. So through the connective tissue, through the meridians, through the muscles and bones and all the physical structures, but then more energetic structures too.
Nice. You know, it feels like we're actually getting reacquainted with our bodies from a just a different perspective. My phone has all kinds of noises. Teresa just texted me. She can't get on. So.
I thought I had a problem too, but it turns out I just was on too early.
You what?
I said I thought I was having trouble getting on too, and it turns out I was just getting on too early.
Exactly. I just told her, call, we're here. So it feels to me like that just brings about a consciousness of isolation and aloneness and inability to connect, which I know that a lot of people have been feeling, and part of that has to do with that unrootedness. she just said, for some reason, I can't get on the call. And then she said, the session. So.
And what's happening with this rooting is where, you know, sort of dismantling old roots or old belief systems. But we're kind of in this intermediate phase where we're going to have to kind of stand on our own because we're taking away our support wires. We're taking away some of the shallow roots. But, you know, but in many ways, the deeper roots, number one, they take a little bit of time, but they're not really going to start really, you know, going deeper, at least in, for another month, let's say. I mean, you know, so it may be the, you know, December 21st, 2012 thing, but my calendar, but it's almost like we have to trust that we're not going to fall over when we take away some of our support or some of our what we thought was supporting us, which was getting to the point of restricting us, trusting for a period of time. So there'll be that rest, that break. You were talking about dancing, where it's the, you know, it's not the movement, but it's the pause. And so we've been in a pause for about the last 5-6 months, and then, but we've got to have everything ready to go, so that when, you know, it's like, you know, you're sitting at the, there's a race about to begin, but you're waiting for the gun to go off so that you can start. So it's not starting yet. So you're in that pause, and it's, as I've been feeling it, it's extremely frustrating.
Yes, it can be. And yet it feels like, you know what, the metaphor that I get is, I feel like we're toddlers right now. We're actually learning to walk again. You hear that, Teresa? We're learning to walk again. So trust that, the toilet even acted up, so trust that it's like we're establishing new roots from a whole new perspective and getting reacquainted with our body from a different vibration, a different frequency. And it is tied into, you know, the Mayan calendar, whether we like it or not, because, you know, we may have different belief systems, but we're part of a collective that has that belief system for whatever reason. So what we want to do is tap into the transformative, the energy of that, the frequency of that, so that we can transmute as much of this limbo, as much as in other words, as cleanse as much as we can between now and the Mayan calendar, the 21st, the solstice, because that's going to allow us to take off. And when I say take off, it just means move forward at full steam ahead with what our function, each of us, because every one of us has a function, what every one of our purposes are, and recognize that we're unique in that, and just clear a pathway and trust that it's coming through, and just listen for it, watch for it, see how life becomes different, and even more than you can imagine. So keep imagining, but imagine, but recognize it's going to come through even more than you can imagine. Hey, who's that? That's funny. It's like I felt like an instantaneous pain in the chest, on the right side of the chest, on the and it was like something just popped. So it's like some restriction just popped free. So there is some sadness coming up, a lot of sadness. And that's part of the process and the feeling of the letting go. It's almost like many of us on the call either have been through or are going through this process of grieving the life they thought they were going to have but didn't. And are either, you know, and we're all living our lives that we're living, and yet many of us are feeling like they somehow missed out, they somehow got left out, they somehow got left behind. And there's a lot of sadness around that. So we want to actually clean that sadness up and help clarify from a time perspective at the cellular level that, and at the universal level, that it's not as we imagined, and yet it can be even better. It's just not as we imagined. So I feel like, I don't know why, but I'm holding my heart and my brow. With my thumbs. Don't know why my thumbs either, but okay.
Yeah. And it's not really a better or worse. It's just, it is what it is right now. And deciding where you want to put the intent or allow the intent to come through is what will determine where it goes from now. But not what you thought it would be, not what you believed it could be, not believe. You know, it can be what you believed it could be, but it may not be that just because you believe it. So, you know, it's sort of how you allow that consciousness or that conscious intent to come through to sort of light up the pathway. And right now everything seems kind of dark, so that's why it's hard. So.
Yeah, and also what just popped up as you were talking is we need to recognize that as time is shifting, things are exponentially going faster and faster and faster. So our thoughts and our words and our focus manifest very quickly. So it's about really becoming, it's really about doing an inner cleanse, and I don't even necessarily, it's about an inner cleanse and allowing the emotions to flow, because our thoughts happen so quickly that if we get stuck in this loop, it's almost like it just happens really quickly. So it's important to really redirect our thinking when we find ourselves falling down that hole again. The quicker we catch it, the better. And that's not to instill any fear in anybody. That's just to instill, there's a consciousness of awareness that we're gifting out. And it's like, I see it like being handed to us, this consciousness of awareness that says, yay, here, take it, it's yours. Wake up. Notice the bright spots in your life, and you'll notice more of them. Feel like that's kind of like cleansing the outer shell or the energy layers, like literally going through combing out the entanglements, these snares, the hooks, and just combing it all out.
Well, that's what that pericardium work is doing earlier too. So.
Yeah.
The pericardium is where the hooks are, so. It's where the beliefs that are closest to our heart are stored, or where others may have tried to store them.
Yeah. So it's interesting. We're going to the lacrimals. It's about aligning the lacrimals, almost like reorganizing the lacrimals in your eyes, that's the tear duct, to kind of open them up, because it feels like they've been blocked. They're either energetically, I feel like they're either exhausted from crying too many tears, or they're blocked from holding them too many in. It's like clarifying and cleansing and just opening up those spaces.
So you're talking the lacrimal gland of the eye, like the tear ducts?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. That's why. That's what I thought. That feels like, you know, it's like clarifying that, again, related to the senses, because it's so closely related to the sense of smell and the eye. Right there.
Well, the lacrimal duct connects to the nose. So.
Yeah. And that's related to the sense of belonging. For all of those people, or for all of us who have who are feeling or who ever have ever felt like they don't belong here or they don't know where they belong, they feel like these wandering souls, it's like opening that up so they can literally smell at the subtle level where their tribes are and start attracting. It's like we're, you know, we're all one big tribe, but there are these little sub-tribes, and it's like we want to come together to nurture and support one another during these times. Like building our own families, like we're cleaning and building our roots. It's like building our own families, too. I mean, I've often said in my classes, they say you can't choose your family, but that's not true. You may not be able to readjust who you were born into, but you can choose your family. And that's that sense of belonging related to the sense of smell at the subtle level. I feel like we're just tapping that in.
Well, smell is the most sort of primal of the senses. So from there, you know, if it, then that's going to be, I'll retune the amygdala, which is directly connected to the sense of smell. But also, you know, reconnect in with that. Now, this goes to the rooting and the fear and the things being different and not letting it throw us off our, not to let it throw us off our I guess, our balance or our stability. Things are trying to. And then when we uproot, you know, then you're you know, theoretically more able to be knocked over. But then when the test comes, if your roots are strong, even if they're not completely, the new deeper root system's grown, it still should be strong enough.
I feel like we're just kind of linking that all up with the solar eclipse, actually.
That's in 2 days, you said?
Hmm? Do what?
And you said that's in 2 days the eclipse was happening?
It happened today. It's the solar eclipse along with the new moon.
Oh, there's solar eclipse and the new moon same day. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's about that energy, kind of like the sun infusing the solar eclipse coming in, but the sun energy actually infusing and energizing this cleansing. That's nice. I love it. I almost like see the dancing planets, like the sun and the moon and the earth. They're having a party. And I think that's telling me that it's it. How about you?
What's that?
You got anything else? I feel like that I'm seeing the sun and the moon and the planets and the earth. They're like all having a party, and it feels to me like they're celebrating, and they're telling me that we're done. Telling me that I'm done. Do you have anything else?
No, I mean it's for at least the reconnection of all these things has been. Yeah, kind of been, I guess, done for what I was bringing in for a couple minutes now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Just know, everyone listening, that know that the dancing of the stars, the alignment of the earth, the moon and the sun, just use that and know this energy to empathize, amplify, and trust your intention that you send for tonight. And just go with that. You know, besides all the things that we just talked about, just know that what you sent is heard as well as sent forward and amplified. And that's it.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The recording will be available probably tomorrow. Well, tonight, he says. Okay.